live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and B. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and B.
Journey guy?
Oh, I love Journey.
Just a small town girl.
Just a small town. Chuck likes this song. Look at that head bobbing.
Yeah, he got the head bobs.
I like it.
He's a good boy. It is a good tune.
Better than most tracks.
Huh?
Better than most songs.
Most tracks.
I'm with you, tracks.
Welcome to Sports Talk, presented by Wayne Street Market. We're getting on a little late.
Market, we're late.
Jack. Screws up again.
Jack.
Wasn't even here.
What? Wasn't there a replay show?
No.
See, we thought there was a replay show, so we didn't
hear it. We knew we had an extra 20 minutes every time.
Ain't it right, Spencey?
Yeah.
We can. Okay. You got cheese in your mouth?
A little bit. A little bit, about half a pound.
And the cheese is brought by Wayne Street Market.
Yes.
Is a Sports Talk sponsor.
Yep.
Awesome sponsor.
God love them.
Yep.
We got a big show tonight, Big Feet.
Yes, sir.
That voice you hear on the other side is my partner and cohort, Mr. Harold Feely.
Bobby, what's going on?
Not much, buddy. Not much. The guy running the music and basically drive us nuts every week, Chuck Rohr. Hi, Chuck.
Chucky.
Owner, operator, and all-around good guy, Mr. Neil Spencer in the house. Hi, Spencey.
Good morning.
Oh, wait. Oops, wrong show.
Boing.
You're making breakfast sandwiches yet?
Yep.
Donuts.
Which one? Donuts.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Thanks for reminding me.
No problem. Been thinking about them all week. Hey, we got, here's what we got tonight. We got a great show.
Great show.
We have the girls volleyball seniors coming in.
Yep.
And they're coming off a tough loss last night to Versailles.
Yep. But a huge win Thursday night.
Thank you very much.
Number one team in the state.
Probably one of the biggest volleyball wins we've had in quite some time.
Absolutely.
So what we got is, we got a great show. We got the four seniors. The four seniors consist of, what is this?
Ooh.
It's their breakfast.
It's the sausage sandwiches we were talking about last week.
They are the greatest.
We have Kelsey Judy.
Yep, Kels.
We have Carly Stone.
Carly Stone.
We have Kyle Wendell.
Kyle Wendell.
We have
Miss Bupp.
Yeah, Buppy.
What's Buppy. Her? Audra.
Oh, is it Audra? Audra?
No, that's the young girl.
Avra.
Nope.
Audra.
We're gonna have to ask her when she gets in. Bad.
Yeah, I should know, but on the broadcast,
no, Ava's a freshman.
Yeah.
She plays for Carly. So it's
Steve Stone always says Buppy. So
Buppy,
that's what everybody calls him.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my God.
This is unbelievable. Spencey's got sausage sandwiches, folks.
They are the best.
He's awesome.
I haven't made them in about 15 years.
Me and you'll both
think they're probably okay.
My God, they're perfect.
Whoops.
It's to bring back memories.
Ooh. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the old Fort Recovery Indian football team, and that's what we're going to start with first.
Yes, sir.
The Indians go to have a home game against Coldwater. A game that started out, I thought it was a well-played for 2.5 quarters.
Tale of two halves.
It was a tale of two halves. And we're going to come back, and we're going to discuss the Indians' Coldwater game and the upcoming game against a very good Minster Wildcat team right after this Sports Talk presented by Wayne Street
Market. Wayne Street Market.
A family-owned company, Cooper Farms strives to put family first. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace.
Having small children, the flexibility is really nice to be able to come and go.
They're very flexible with your time. If you need to go to a doctor's appointment, if you need to go pick your kids up, Cooper Farms has allowed me to be the type of parent and family person that I think I need to be. I am Rachel Heitkamp.
Treasure Brown.
Stephanie Sidoff.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by a large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio the rest of this week. Tomorrow night, our Lady Indians will host Marion Local in a big MAC matchup. Steve Stone will bring you all the action live on Fort Recovery Radio. Then on Friday, the Indians football team will travel to Minster. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will have the play-by-play with the pregame show starting around 7:15. Tomorrow night, volleyball at home against Marion Local. Then football at Minster on Friday night. Get to all the games you can to cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Alexis Bop.
Word. Dumbasses.
Alexis Bop.
Alexis.
You idiots.
Hey, we said got his two dad. Out of
said,
three.
Said her dad.
And half my phone blew up.
Yeah. And I should have remembered, but you guys said enough other names that it.
Layla's a freshman, right?
Yep.
Then he's got another little one.
Wonder if her name begins with an A.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah. So that's why we get confused.
Does it or not?
Yeah, yeah. Just give them all different names. Don't not to say letter on each one.
Barbara?
That's what we're blaming it on.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
That's what we're going to blame it
we're
on.
We're going to ask her older sister when she comes in here.
Yep.
I guarantee we'll screw her name up.
Name.
We've been screwing up names, though, since we started.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Kind of a tradition.
Who is the name we always screw up? There's one we always mix up.
Kobe and Cole.
Yeah.
That's it.
For baseball.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Jody Wendell wants to kill me.
Yeah. Cole will be sitting right there and we haven't even pitched anything.
Yeah.
Haven't even pitched.
Cole Wendell with a lead. No, I'm standing here running your board. Yeah. Indians had a big game, and it was a wonderful atmosphere, and the town showed up, and I just loved it. I mean, it was just a beautiful night for football, and in the atmosphere didn't disappoint, and the game pretty much didn't disappoint till the second half.
Yep.
You know, and I thought the first half was well played. We dominated the line of scrimmage.
Yes,
I agree 100%.
A Coldwater team that was I'd talked a week before.
You were talking about how good they were at the line.
We blew them off the ball.
I mean, they could not run against us, and they couldn't stop us.
No, and I think the first half yardage, if I remember right, on WSM was like we had like 150 yards rushing. Mm-hmm. And they had like 9 yards rushing and 150 yard passing.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was just it was crazy how the game played out.
Yeah.
And the Indians battled their butts off, and there was a lot of highs, and I'm sure some disappointing lows, and the end of that game didn't end the way we wanted to.
No,
not at all.
But, second half was we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot.
But until right at the end, our fans didn't leave.
No, everybody was hanging in.
Yeah, and I it was a little it was something I hadn't seen before until that night. But we had people coming in at 7:45, a little after the game started, thinking they're just going to walk in and sit down, and they had to stay.
No chance.
Largest crowd we ever had.
Yeah, by far. Yeah, I don't know that we've ever had our fans our stands completely.
Yeah, it was full.
Packed. There were no seats for anybody anywhere.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, I just loved that atmosphere and the beautiful evening. And the first half, you know, we're down, I think it's 13-7 at half.
Yeah.
They could not, absolutely could not stop Will Holman.
Two big plays. You know, they had two big plays, or we're ahead 7-0 at half.
That's right.
The thing about the second half, you know, they scored a couple quick touchdowns on a fumble, and you know, we're not built to score fast. We're built to grind it out, and when we get down a couple touchdowns, and kind of game plan gets messed up a little bit.
Well, you know, in that first half, we're not built to score fast, but when Will is 8 yards, nine yards, 12 yards, that's pretty fast. And when you get in a hurry up, you know, they absolutely couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to take your hat off to them. Brewing kid to Jacob Winning. Winning kid's a player.
He's a nice player.
He just killed us.
A couple big plays killed us.
The second half, the Indians come out, and they got the ball, and we said the first series is huge.
And we get unbelievable kickoff.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah, and we get a stop.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a stop. I thought, okay, we're exactly what we needed to do. And then we... Two plays into it, I think.
I think Will broke. I mean, he...
Got to the 50.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And we took Will out.
Yep.
And then we handed it to...
Andrew.
And he bobbled it the first snap, but he hung on to it. And then the second snap, I seen it on tape. It looked like as Cade come around, he might have hit Andrew's shoulder or something. Ball.
It looked like, he's going to pull it back and probably roll out and pass.
Yep.
Ended up banging into the big boy's shoulder and knocking the ball out, and they ended up recovering, and
then
didn't take many plays.
Well, then it's fourth down and
we had him
at the 8 yard line.
Yeah,
and we had a chance.
And they get a guy wide open and they score a touchdown and then we fumble the kickoff and turn out the lights. Party's over.
That one hurt. Yeah.
And that was another play. They scored on fourth down again.
Yeah, we held them three downs. We actually, like you said, I thought we dominated the line.
Yeah.
They couldn't run it. They knew they had to pass it. And unfortunately, they had a couple of big plays. And we'd like to have that one back. But we got to move on.
Yeah, and the game, Will rushes for 170 yards on 20 carries. I think it was 179 or 177. Yeah. Cade had, I don't know, 100 and some yards throwing the ball. And the defensively, I don't know. You know, that's a... You know, if you're Brent, how you feel about that game?
Yeah.
You know,
you're disappointed.
Basically, we've turned the ball over all season.
Yeah.
But you can't turn it over against good teams because they're going to get you.
Yeah.
And you know, our fans have all talked about it, so I'm absolutely certain that the coaches have talked about it. We can't do that.
No.
We can't.
No.
If anything, you know, we just can't turn it over. I'm putting words in their mouth, but I'm sure that that's something that's been talked about a bunch. And we did, and it
that's our Achilles heel right now. We got a couple losses, and you know they've all been
our team. We could be so easy 4-0.
4-0. I agree.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm not. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, and with. If we would have had a win against Valley View, and if we'd have had that win against Coldwater, man, would we'd be in the driver's seat of everything.
You know, we move on, and you get the Minster Wildcats Friday night, and a game that, here's how it looks to me, and I could be dead wrong, is we got to be one of the big three.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we're going to beat Versailles. I think we're going to beat St. John's. I think we're going to beat New Bremen.
Yep.
We got to beat one of those big teams.
Yep. We're going to have to get St. Henry or
St. Henry, Minster Marion.
Marion.
Yep.
And we can.
Absolutely.
Oh, no doubt we can.
Yeah.
You know, we proved it. First half of that game, you don't make mistakes. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're really a good team. And you know, it's hard to stop Will, and he grinds it out, you know. And just like you said, you know, 6 yards here, 7 yards there. We control the clock. You know, it's a great thing.
It's a dilemma. The coaching staff has a dilemma trying to rest him because nobody, I don't want to say nobody's stepping up, but when he's not on the field, it really hurts us.
Yeah.
And we just haven't got over that.
Yeah. He's such a big threat.
You can't take him out defensively because he makes every tackle. I mean, he does make.
He's a fantastic defensive
player.
Yeah.
So
if somebody gets through the line and somebody gets beat, he can run them down.
Yeah, he runs them down. I mean, it's just a tough one. And we asked Coach Nate Camp last week, are you concerned about the wear and tear on Will? And he absolutely is.
Sure.
And I agree, you got to get him blows, but.
Yeah. Yeah, when I read the paper, before last week, he's like 30, 35 carries more than any other back.
Yeah.
In the back.
We just have to figure out a way to get that passing game going.
Yeah.
You know, to take some of the pressure off Will. I'm sure Minster's going to bring the heat Friday night. They're going to put
nine in a box up and going after him. I mean, you have to. I mean, if you're playing for recovery right now, You have to.
Yeah.
But it also should give opportunities to Bronny to, you know, to... Yeah.
And
we get some wide receivers that make
Audra
some
is Boos and Mindy's seventh grade daughter, Audra.
Audra.
So it's Alexis, Ava, and Audra.
There we go.
We got them now. We all will right. not screw that up.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
We will. Within yeah, the next five, I was going to say, I gave us 5-year window.
Oh, well, okay.
I give you one commercial break.
I will kill you, Chuck. We are going to take a break. Sports talk with my friend Harold Feely yes, and my M. Bubba Stogler, presented by Wayne Street Market. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Arnold there?
Well, we don't have an Arnold working here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
Is Arnold one of your friends?
I told him that you had something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Well, okay, I'll tell Arnold. Put him on.
Arnold doesn't work here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Was this summer a little rough on your car? Maybe it just needs some routine maintenance. Oil change, tires rotated, air conditioner charged. Call Hastings Auto at 375-4617 and let their skilled technicians take care of it. And if you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, they're the best place in the area to look for a used car. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. That's Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Are you looking for a way that you can help the people who have been affected by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma? You can drop off personal hygiene items and cleaning supplies at the trailer at the Lutheran Church or on the porch of their parsonage here in Fort Recovery between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. or at Fort Fitness any day through the end of September. Here are some of the items that have been requested by church organizations in the Houston and Florida areas. Please only donate cash or the specific items listed on the flyers in the post office and in many of the businesses around town and on the Facebook page for Wabash Valley Cooperative Ministry. These items include personal hygiene items like soap, deodorant, washcloths, toothpaste, and more. Also, cleaning supplies including buckets, brooms, mops, bleach, utility knives to cut drywall and carpeting, plus several other items. A complete list of personal and cleaning items can be found on the flyers around town, and the list is also available on the Wabash Valley Cooperative Ministry Facebook page. Or you can contact Janice Feely or Kathy Etzler for details or with donations. We can't all pack up and head south to help the people in Texas and Florida, but we can all pitch in a little and send items down to help them out. Check out the flyers around town and on the Wabash Valley Cooperative Ministry Facebook page for the specific items they need. Then just drop them off any day between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. at the trailer at the Lutheran Church on the corner across from Dr. Carr's office or at Fort Fitness through the end of September.
On Sunday, September the 24th, from 8:30 to noon at the Fort Recovery American Legion, there will be a band and music booster breakfast. This is an all-you-can-eat breakfast where you can either eat in or carry out. Tickets can be purchased at the door. Don't forget to support your band and music boosters by being at the Fort Recovery American Legion on September the 24th from 8:30 to noon.
Song, Chuck?
Yeah.
If you feel like it's a good track.
And make it okay.
I swear I'll be. Oh, yeah.
The head bopper.
Right now, people at home listen are head
bopper.
Mark Konamke, he's doing it.
Yep.
He He's the greenskeeper at the Elks. Listens to our show every Wednesday. Says it's absolutely the worst thing he's ever listened to and can't turn it off.
It's like a car wreck. Yeah. You gotta keep watching.
That's what somebody said about our Christmas show. I was.
It's basically FR radio.
Yeah, Jack Diller's wife said that about the Christmas show. Huh. Worst thing I've ever heard, and I can't stop listening.
Can't stop listening.
That's a perfect description.
That is exactly where we want to be.
That's what we want to be. Yeah.
We're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Feely, Mr. Stogler.
Yes, sir.
See, we're talking a little bit about the game on Friday night and the upcoming Mr. Wildcats. Did you watch the game on 44?
No, I did not.
I did.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, do we have lights?
No.
It looked like you couldn't even see. Oh, my God. Who was?
I'm going to say that's their camera problem.
No, we have the darkest field.
Our field's dark.
Oh, really? I see.
Who's that Press Pro magazine guy? He always said that.
Our field's dark.
Said nobody wants to come here. You just can't see nothing.
That's Sonny Folks.
Sonny. Says, too dark in there, boys. You got to lighten her up.
The field.
Yep, the field.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't pay that much attention. Well, I can see just fine.
No, I'd say we got to get new lighting.
Light them up.
The school's just saving like just $500,000 on new lighting at school.
We need some bulbs.
We need new bulbs.
Put some high intensities
LEDs.
Out there.
We need LEDs.
We need whole new lighting. All new.
Yeah, I don't know. It just looks dark.
That can't be more than $50,000.
Nope.
Chump change.
Put that on top of the redoing the press box.
Yep.
Another 100,000.
Press box is fine.
No, well, not really.
Huh?
Well, you couldn't prove it by us because we were outside last week.
You guys didn't get in the seats?
No.
Nope.
TV's there. We can't be inside when the TV's there.
That's dumb thing I've heard of.
Well, that's because our press box is too small.
You guys got thrown out and we got thrown out of our spot.
That made me mad.
Me and Bob got thrown out.
I've stood at every football game.
Yep.
On the landing.
On the landing.
Yep.
Since we started football.
Yep.
Unless OSN's there with her camera.
Yep. And we even kind of stand by them, too.
Here's what we're going to do. Next game, we're standing up right in front of that camera. Yeah. All you're going to see is my huge head.
Well,
every black bald spot.
We're not going to see anything except
and I'm going to have my shirt off.
Whoa. Yes.
Okay. Have a hairy back, too.
Paint, go in.
That'll whiten up the stadium.
That's funny, Chuck. What do you think? Friday night, you going over to Minster?
Yes, sir.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking upset special.
How about the let's look at the Fort Recovery and Minster games the last 5 years.
Rivalries.
Oh, my God. And if you don't think this game ain't going to be the same way, you're crazy.
Yeah, this will be those games on steroids.
Absolutely. It is going to be a slobber knocker. It's going to be back and forther. And
every game we've had has been classics. They've been great games.
Absolutely. It's almost like we're spitting image of Minster.
Yeah. Back at each other.
Yeah. I mean, and you think about, to me, the greatest win in our program was when we beat them at Sydney.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that
move on to the regionals.
Yeah.
Man. Yep, absolutely.
I'm always
huge win for us.
That was
a huge venue.
Oh,
that was beautiful down there.
Oh, my. You can see that place.
Yes. That place you can see.
And then.
Ducks.
And.
Park machines working again.
And then we got. And then, where am I at here? I lost my train of thought.
Stinky pants is where you're at.
No, we got a big game Friday.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about Sydney Stadium.
Yeah, well,
Sydney Stadium.
I'm talking about Minster.
Yep.
Big game. Huge game.
We didn't have... We usually have...
Rob.
Rob here.
I was texting him today.
Was you?
Mm-hmm.
Rob's our Minster game guy.
He's doing a story tomorrow on the Standard.
Mm-hmm.
About the Fort Recovery's beating of Minster, the first time we beat Minster 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Greg Bretz.
I like it.
1997.
Really?
Kenny Holman. And it was, and here's a little side action.
Okay.
It was Ross Holman was just born. And when we beat them on that night, Ross had open heart surgery at Children's Hospital.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Todd was telling me.
That's pretty cool.
I don't think I knew about that.
Yeah,
didn't know that when he was a little baby. Even Ross had open heart surgery. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
So Rob Humblegarden's got a lot of pretty good information.
He's going to have he's interviewing, I think Kenny Holman and Greg Bretz. And
yeah.
I think Brentwood was a junior that year. Does that sound right?
Sounds about right.
So
Yep.
Yeah. We thumped them good, I think.
Yeah. I think we did.
Yeah.
Now, Kenny lives over in Minster.
Kenny is a Minster Wildcat.
Don't like it.
No. He should be in Fort Recovery.
Should be in Fort
Recovery. Yeah, he should.
Kenny Holman, good boy.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I seen the JVs got beat Saturday at Colwater 21-0.
Yes.
And I think our junior high got beat.
Yes.
So Coldwater gave us a tough week last week.
Yeah, we had a bad week. Bad week.
But
yeah.
I think we beat them in junior high. Did 8th grade beat
them?
Like,
no, we got beat.
Okay.
Nope.
Moses
Logan got hurt.
What happened?
It hit the helmet on the elbow or the hand or something, swelled up. So they actually played really good, Cody said. Cody said he was proud of him. He said, I thought they played great.
Really?
I'm thinking Logan got knocked out early in the first half maybe or something. Yeah. And I think the Garkey boy stepped up, played quarterback, and did a real good job.
Which Garkey? Who's he belong to?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Oh.
No, that's your don't get the name wrong. We'll get grossed out.
I know, yeah. I'm getting wrong.
Let's just call him Larry, and somebody will text Larry. Us and let us know.
Larry Garkey. No, Larry. Yeah.
Somebody text us and let us know.
He was good.
Or we'll start making up names again.
Yep. No, we don't make stuff up on Sports Talk.
No, we don't make it up. We just guess wrong.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to Minster Friday. Get your butts over there. It's going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous
day. Nice
86 and sunny. Yep.
We got a little Indian summer going through here right now.
It's crazy, ain't it?
I like
crazy
the Indian warm. Summer part.
Yes.
Not Wildcat summer. It's Indian summer.
That's exactly right, Chuck.
There you go.
Ain't it? That guy is unbelievable. Chuck. We did lose Chuck. We lost Chuck, folks.
Yeah. He's doing planning for the next break.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's always on it, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
I went completely blank.
Yep.
He did go completely blank.
He did. We lost him.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the volleyball. Mm-hmm. We're going to set the stage for our seniors.
But first,
we're going to talk about some unbelievable volleyball being played right now by the Fort Recovery Indians. So we're going to turn our focus to the Lady Indians, and we'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Bowling season has started and Miracle Lanes is now open every day. Get your times booked for family bowling parties, engagement parties, or bachelorette parties. And it's the best place around to hold a birthday party. Call them now to get your party booked at 375-4274. And don't forget about their great food. Call ahead and just drive through and pick it up. Stop by Miracle Lanes for some bowling fun and great food.
Is a family-oriented company where you are rewarded for your hard work.
The opportunity for growth here is amazing.
Managers and heads of the company always look very interested for your talent, so if they see something in you, they run with it.
The company promotes from within.
So they really let you excel. They really let your mind work.
Cooper Farms is the best company I've worked for because they will do whatever it takes to help you succeed.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Recovery Athletic Boosters are having their football drop again this year. Here's your chance to win up to $10,000 and help out our Athletic Boosters Club. The tickets are only $20 and you don't need to be present to win. The football drop will take place after last regular season football game on Friday, October 27th as the Indians host the St. Henry Redskins. There will only be 1,000 tickets sold, so be sure to get yours early. Tickets will be available at the home, volleyball, and football games and also at Wonder Retirement Planning, Napa, and Wengler's Ace Hardware. Be part of the fun again this year and help support the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters Club. Get your tickets for the second annual football drop taking place after St. Henry football game on October 27th. Tickets are available at the home volleyball and football games and look for them at several local merchants.
Thought that was a percolator.
Running around, throwing that dirt all on my name.
Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call.
Are we on?
Yep.
What song is this?
It's a new one.
Go around, go around.
Is this Bieber?
No.
Close.
Cause you knew Harry Styles?
No. That's a great guess.
That's a great guess.
Larry Styles.
Boys to Men.
No.
Perfume regret. You got me
Pitbull.
Is it Pitbull?
No.
I just throw
it's not enough.
Bulldog.
Not Latin enough for it. No.
Charlie Puth.
Charlie Puth.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I spelled Kiro.
Kira?
Ooh.
She's spelling her name.
It's probably in that
K-I-R-A is how I'm spelling it.
Yep.
Carol.
I know that ain't right.
K-I- well, as long as you pronounce it correctly.
How come they don't just have normal names anymore?
I don't know. Like Bob?
Bob, Sam, Harold, Bill.
Chuck.
Neil.
Yeah, that was a little unusual back in the day.
We're back here. Sports Talk Neil is unusual. I got a couple texts here. Hey, if you want to shoot a text in,
419-516-0702.
We got Doggy Wendell texting in.
Call us.
Doggy got us a good text. We didn't get shut out.
Yeah, said four recovery freshman beat Minster Monday, 42-14. Riley Will, a touchdown. Regan Martin, a touchdown. Gavin Toby, two touchdowns. Kobe, 6-for-6 with the. How good a kicker can that kid be?
He's kicking machine right now.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
I got a kick out of the start of the second half because Coldwater's guys all moved up.
Yeah.
I'm sure they thought the first time he kicked it kind of short left. And then they all came moving up, and he boomed that thing over their heads. They all took off running, then hit his guy's leg and went in the end zone. I thought we were going to recover for a touchdown.
Yeah. Cole Greasy also had two touchdowns, and the Indians went over Minster. Nice job, fellas.
Good job.
Get the week off right, beating the Minster Wildcats. I got some text here. This guy here, I know who it is. Third-time listener, first-time texter. You guys are freaking awesome. You sound just like SportsCenter 6 with Jamil and Michael Smith.
Oh, great.
Thanks. Yeah, that's the worst show on TV.
By far worst show.
So it's an insult, yeah.
It's a backhanded insult.
Backhanded.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know. I think it's our greenskeeper, T. Elks. Thanks, bud.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the...
And if you said nice stuff about him, too.
I did, didn't I?
We're driving over there tonight.
We're driving right over Four Green.
Yeah, we're driving all over Green.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope that doesn't happen tonight.
Oh, my God. We just gave everybody a free pass.
Somebody does that.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Come on in and take off your skin and rattle around in your bones. Name the show.
What are you talking about?
Rattle around in your bones. I should know this one.
I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah.
You've never heard the come on in, take off your skin and rattle around your bones.
Never Andy heard Griffith? That in my life.
Nope. Keep going.
Andy Griffith.
Well, that's a great guess.
Hang in there. It's one.
MASH.
MASH?
Yes.
Well, first of all, it sounded like you were talking about a theme song or something.
How's religion tonight? Mother every
day. Good religion?
Bubba,
you didn't go to religion. Sports Talk's canceled.
Is this what we're talking about, Bubba?
We're done.
Or did we already listen to it?
What was it?
Oh, he's there. Yes.
Done played it.
He had something up there with MASH.
Before we interview these fine ladies, let's talk a little bit about the week it was in the volleyball. It all started last Thursday against the number one team in the state and the New Bremen Cardinals in a game at Fort Recovery that I didn't get to go to. I was DJing a cancer benefit. You went and said it was one of the greatest games.
Absolutely. Greatest atmosphere I've seen in a long time, girls. Just you had the whole crowd fired up. It was a great volleyball. Absolutely great volleyball to watch.
And New Bremen is, they're as good as advertised. They got Paige Jones going to Michigan. And
she's a great player.
Yep. And the
but she could not get a ball by Miss Wendell over
she
here.
Is getting to be kind of like a backboard. She's a bankboard right
you
now.
You can't get it down on her. Boop, back up.
Yeah. That Warden girl about knocked her out last night, though. She hit one about knocked her teeth out.
She had some shots at her last Thursday, too.
Buppy made the greatest play ever, though, last night.
Did you have a good one?
Yeah.
Can you remember what her first name is?
Ava.
No, that's not her. It's her sister.
I gave her a commercial break.
Nope.
Keep going.
One more.
Alexis.
Yes.
Hey, bingo.
I knew what I
know you knew.
Huh?
But I wanted to prove to her dad that you knew.
Your dad hates me right now.
Yeah.
He does.
We struggled earlier in the game trying to remember who you were.
Well, which one?
I got about half Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
I'm about three quarter.
Are you about there?
Yeah.
So anyway, we had a huge win against New Bremen. And,
yep.
And that was last Thursday. And then we come back Monday and we play a good Rushi team here at home.
Yeah.
They come in 8-3 and Indians win in three games. just kind of what you'd expect from our team that's playing with a lot of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then last time we go play the Versailles Tigers, a huge team. And I would say from just, I'm an idiot. I don't know nothing about volleyball. But I thought they played unbelievable defense. Yeah. I mean, they brought stuff back and I was like, are you kidding me?
I think that's exactly what it Steve and
it looked like they had several
Diana were talking
several Kyle Wendells on their team. That's what it looked
yes,
like.
Yes, it kept sounding like every time we did one, it'd be like, oh, she got it again. Oh my God, she got it back again.
It was really good volleyball. I mean, we lost and it sucks.
Yeah,
but for $6,
got your money's worth.
I'll pay $12 to go watch that. Yep, that was really good to watch.
That's good stuff.
It was good volleyball. And the Indians, it don't get any easier. We got Marion Local tomorrow, and that is where at, girls.
Home.
Marion Home. Let's get up there and watch that one. Yeah. I'll be there for that.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one.
Yeah, they good too, right?
Phil Fortsight.
I believe. Yeah, that'll be good. Where's Kelsey at?
She hates us slacking.
She's a loser. She'll be here.
Okay.
She ain't going to knock her out.
She has
four.
She probably went to religion.
Oh, so she's the good one.
None of you went to religion.
I don't go to religion.
Okay, you're going to hell.
I don't think so.
She might be.
Well, out.
I got thrown out of religion.
I don't doubt that.
I did.
For the whole year.
Because you were too good?
No. The instructor's hair caught on fire. We were reading by candlelight. She had hairspray. And her hair caught on fire, and I couldn't stop laughing. She threw me out of the hall, and I just left, and I never went back.
Out you went.
That's a fact. That is fact city. You guys ever read by candlelight?
Watch your hair.
Don't put hairspray on.
Don't put hairspray
on. The girls of your age wear hairspray?
Yeah, they do.
I don't look like it. Could have dressed a little nicer today.
Hey.
What?
They're athletes.
What's that mean?
This isn't TV.
What if we would have been on Facebook Live?
No.
Then people would see that they're good, hardworking young ladies.
Yeah.
Huh?
I would sit off to the side.
Maybe Anyway, we're joined right now by Miss Carly Stone. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
Carly. Sarah Wendell, how are you, dear?
Good, how are you?
Lexus Bob, how are you?
Good.
And I got your name right this time.
Lexus.
And we're missing Kelsey, miss who's at religion, so we're going to...
Did you call her Kira?
No.
It's Kaya.
Wait, did he? I don't think so.
I think he threw a Kira.
I don't know. We'll have to go back and look at that.
I have to recheck that one.
Kira's your little sister.
I think you got it right.
Yeah.
She's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
Your mom's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, she's full-blown nuts.
I love her. She's awesome.
Here's my question.
Kim is awesome.
Here's my question to you, okay? How does she take off? Is that a semi on a note?
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Tomato boys. Get off the road.
Export them.
Yep.
Export them. That makes me mad.
Well, it happens every night. Not necessarily that truck. Several Cheesemans and lots.
You're not allowed to drive a semi on Rick Street. Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
They've never done that.
They probably haven't done it.
She doesn't know anything.
Bubba, they've
Ford Recovery Lumber is the reason they made that rule. They drove all their big trucks over here. Had nothing to do with Coopers.
Whoops.
Okay. Okay.
Is that a fact?
Whoops.
No. That's not a fact at all.
Oh.
What was we talking about?
Trucks on the
road. You're not your mom.
Mom's nuts.
She takes all these pictures.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of pictures.
And then she puts them on Facebook. And it's almost like a movie of pictures.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. Yeah.
So when is she watching the game?
Through her camera.
Through the camera.
Can't see the game.
She can't.
She can see it up close.
Yeah, you can hear her. You can hear her yelling. She's definitely watching.
Now, you know who you can hear. The most unbelievable voice is Val Mollenkamp's mom.
Leslie
Mollenkamp. You can hear her.
Yeah. Let him have it.
Yep.
Oh, God.
You know, I'm like, so you tell him, Leslie.
Jeez,
she scares me.
Yeah, you know? Get him fired up.
Last night I sat by, right below me was, your mom, who gets fired up.
Yeah.
Mindy Buck.
That would be Mindy Buck,
Yeah.
People didn't see who you're pointing at.
And Michelle Holman, who don't know nothing.
Yes, she does.
But no, she knows nothing.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Okay.
She talks the whole time.
Yeah? So is that bad? Maybe we need to get her on Fort Recovery Radio.
She's crazy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Another thing we got to do is after we have big wins, your parents are alcoholics.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Until 3 in the morning.
3 in the morning.
They won't come home.
The girls are losing on purpose so their parents come home and spend time with them.
Trying to take care of their kids. Take care of their parents.
They still don't come home.
They don't come home anyway? No.
They stay out twice as long when they lose. Might as well win.
It is amazing, ain't it? So let's talk a little bit about the season, and we'll go to each one of you here, and we'll start with Carly. Slide that mic over. So we had big expectations coming in. Chuck just going crazy.
Well, I got to get the microphone close enough to
scared her.
Have you been on here before? Was you on last year?
Oh, yeah.
She's
a veteran.
Oh, you're a star or something. Swimming, maybe.
No, I didn't swim last year.
She didn't swim
last year.
Might have been her sister.
I bet it was her sister.
Her sister.
No, you was on.
Yeah, I was on something. Sure.
Yeah.
We were on something. Yeah. Yeah.
No, we walked by.
Oh, I tried.
And you just come on in. Here, so we came in.
That's exactly what happened.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that's right. So coming in this season, you're kind of like a returning All-MAC player and a lot of expectations, and you haven't disappointed so far. And talk a little bit about how the season's going for you and how dang proud are you of the way things are going.
It's gone.
I mean, we got to take away. I mean, we lost last night, so that kind of sucks a little bit. So yeah, we got a little bit of a rotten taste. But
well,
you're late.
Coach said we lost two. We only lost two games,
right.
But she says it feels like 10 because the losses that we had were big ones, and I agree with that because the two we could have played with both the
both
teams. Yeah, I think we could have.
Swing her over. Chuck's taking care of us. Now swing.
There we go.
So you two got. Now we're going somewhere. It took you 4 seconds to eat.
I'm hungry.
You're unbelievable. And Grandma had a huge supper tonight.
I know she did.
She had turkey, mashed potatoes, caramel butterscotch
pie.
No,
caramel pecan apple.
That don't even sound good.
Ooh. It was delicious.
It was pretty good.
Good.
I bet it was pretty good.
So Stoney, what's your game plan for post graduation? What are you thinking? You want to play? What sport is your sport?
Well, I was thinking about playing volleyball, but the only offers I've got are like D3, and I don't want to go D3 just because you're really paying to play for D3.
Yeah.
It's not really.
Mm-hmm. You better love it if you're going D3.
Yeah. A lot of work.
So I started out with volleyball, and now I don't think I'm going to do that. I've been looking at IU, Miami, and Ohio State. Those are the three that. The top three.
Good for you.
Your dad's probably pushing you a little bit towards
row.
Yep. No.
Like
well,
right to cop row.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Yep. Well, when.
Yes.
Because no one from this area rows. So.
We should start a rowing team in Wabash.
There you go.
You in or out?
I can't get on them out.
Huh?
I can't get on them out.
I think it would be a hiking team, Bob.
Did you say I would bottom out?
I think everybody
would
bottom out.
That's funny stuff.
I would be a hiking team, Bob. Okay. It wouldn't be rowing. It'd be hiking.
That is really funny stuff.
That hurt.
Huh? That did.
That hurt.
That hurt a lot. Kaya, let's ask you a couple questions here, okay? Okay, we talked about your crazy mom.
Yeah.
Right?
You did.
But you want some ham.
She's hungry.
Dove in there.
Charlie's hungry.
I've never seen anybody dive into a plate like
she's
that.
Hungry.
You get fed at home or what?
No. Nothing? That's a lie.
She eats a lot.
Nikki Stone makes her food all the time.
Every night.
Nikki a good cook?
Oh, yeah.
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
As good as Grandma Judy?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Could
Grandma Judy
battle?
Has more experience.
This is big, Spencey.
Wow. Spencey's got...
We got waters, Gatorades, ham and cheese. Well, this stuff here is addicting. Ooh, you gave it the thumbs down on that. You didn't like it? A little shaky?
About half.
How come these girls didn't go religion? You did.
Did you go religion?
Yeah, I did. Where are you guys at?
My house. I was at home.
Why?
Homework.
Yep. I have homework, too.
Homework is overrated.
I still went. Whatever.
All right, so we're talking to Miss Wendell here, and, mm-hmm. and let's ask a couple questions. First of all, you're a senior. You're without doubt having a tremendous year, okay? So this summer, what'd you do as far as volleyball? Did you club volleyball? I mean, I'm sure.
I was out like all spring because of a stress fracture injury, so I went to a lot of volleyball camps this summer.
Summer.
So my whole summer was like spent in a gym, I feel like. I went to Columbus a couple different weekends. Yeah.
Well, it's shown. You look great. I tell you what. Impressive. The last week's game was just it was so much fun to watch, and it seemed like your team chemistry seems like you guys are kind of starting to get it a little bit, you know, and that's a big thing in volleyball, I think. I mean, from watching the games that I've seen, man, when you get kind of know where each other's going to be, and I think you guys are starting to hit. I just thought we had more hitters than they did on Thursday. One girl got hurt, you know, and that helped us too, I think.
We're all experienced. Like, we have a lot of juniors and seniors who played last year, and then Paige Judy did, and then Paige Vorkamp has been doing an excellent job coming up as a freshman.
She had a great game too.
Yeah, she did.
Last week. Great game.
She's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think she's got too. Sky's the limit with keepers. That girl. Absolutely.
Got some
keepers. So after volleyball, you're ready for basketball. All right, so you knew I was going to ask.
Yeah,
that.
I know.
There you go. I asked that.
Absolutely,
should be ready. Absolutely,
oh my gosh.
Buppy.
Yeah.
Swinger over there, Bup. How are you, kid?
Good. How are you?
Good. Your hair's getting long, hippie.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I guess.
That's not that bad on a girl.
It's not.
Bad. No.
Your hair was never that long.
It was not that long, but I did have fairly long hair back in the 70s.
Did you really?
Back when I had hair, yes.
Well, that's a little too much info there, Bob. How about you? Chuck.
That's bad, Chuck. This way. Keep bad high, keep bad low.
Wait, she's not tall enough.
Wait a minute.
There we go.
We got some technical difficulties here.
Got some crazy mics.
Uh-oh. Neil's got something planned.
Just go ahead and keep talking.
Keep talking?
Keep talking.
You got to put a spring on it.
It's kind of tough to talk. Spencey's real.
Well, I don't have my arm over your mouth, so go ahead and talk.
You got muscles yet.
All right.
Now we're back.
He fixed it.
All right, so here's my question to you, okay? Coming into this season, you was coming off a junior year in which you had a good junior year.
Yep.
So your expectations are pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
And as the season develops, I just thought you played a great game last night, too. Mm-hmm. And you playing with a lot of confidence right now. It's got to feel great, don't it?
Yep.
Your sisters and you're kind of a volleyball family.
Yeah.
Swim or volleyball? Which one?
Swim.
You guys are better swimmers than volleyballers?
Yeah.
Across the board?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Really?
Yeah.
You're pretty good at volleyball.
She's pretty good. That must mean they're pretty good swimmers then.
She's a pretty good swimmer too.
She is?
Yeah, I'm glad.
We went to swim meet.
Yep. Did you watch?
I sweat. I couldn't even. I mean, it was the most. I've never been so uncomfortable in my life.
It was hot.
Huh? And then you got guys walking around in their swimsuits, and I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
I did not like it. I was uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. Why am I going to lie? Who's your boyfriend?
Don't have one.
Lie.
Dating.
No. What's your game plan school-wise?
I'm not really sure. I might study pharmacy somewhere, but...
Good for you.
Good for you. That's
smart.
Are you a Miami girl?
Smart's good.
That's kind of the family.
Maybe.
Isn't it? Don't know yet.
It's up there, but
yeah,
I don't know yet.
Have any trouble leaving? Getting away?
Yeah. I don't know.
One thing great about when you got little sisters and you'll be coming back a lot and rooting them guys on, so it does make it easy.
Yeah.
So good luck to the rest of your kid.
Yep.
Absolutely. Slide her over here to Miss Judy.
Mm.
Hi.
Hi.
We kind of have a thing going.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much we hate each other.
Yes.
We don't hate each other.
I mean, a little
not
bit.
All the time. It's love hate.
She works for me. She does.
Yep.
She's our cleaning girl at Cooper's. And
she good?
We don't even
want to talk about it. Between me and Evan.
Yeah, Evan posts his mother, and it's just, they give me gray hair. I ain't kidding you. Bubby talked a little bit about her coming off her junior year and her expectations. You coming off knee surgery as a sophomore, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then last year you didn't get play much.
Mm-mm.
And you started out this year and getting a lot of playing time. And the season's going pretty good. You know, they bring you in situations where, like right now, you're serving and how's that work? So you come in for who?
Cass.
So you come in for Cass and you serve. right?
Mm-hmm.
How nerve-wracking is that?
It's very nerve-wracking.
I mean, to me, that's got to be...
That's got to be pressure.
Yeah, and yesterday you hit one in the neck.
I know.
I was going to kill you.
Can't hit one in the neck.
Where are you?
Not really. Because it's... You all did.
Yeah.
Our servants sucked last night.
Not very good.
Ooh,
huh? It hasn't been that good
compared
this
to the beginning of this season. It's taken a turn for the bad.
What about the floaters?
The ones that just keep going and they feel like they're never gonna.
Yep.
No, the ones that just clear the net. Is that a?
Oh, those are the good ones.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't get them.
Yeah, back row place too far back. Drop it in on them. Ooh,
mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but
that's what you try doing?
That's pretty good.
We get, like, tape out and put it above the net, and you have to get it in between the tape and the net.
Yeah. So you that's try to hit floaters like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You want it to skim right over the top.
You can skim her over.
You want it to crack the top of the net as hard as it can hit. Don't you?
What?
It's a little hard to do.
Yeah.
It is hard to do?
But it does work. I mean, it just trickles over.
Yeah.
But.
Well, there ain't nothing worse. And you're on the other side of that. Yeah. When that ball falls, it's like, are you kidding me?
And then the coaches get mad at you. And what are you supposed
ain't
to do?
Ain't nothing he did. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Coaches, they yell a lot, don't they?
Now, how about Carly's our hitter. How about the Dinketh? The little touchovers. That drives me crazy.
You don't like Dinketh?
You guys are smashing them and smashing them. And we're looking good. And then we need to start doing that tippy thing, tippy. Oh.
Sometimes it depends on their heels.
Ew. Here's what drives me nuts. Okay, I don't know nothing about volleyball. Last night that guy kept calling double hits. What's
He's known for that? Yeah, that was my club coach.
Yeah. Is that right?
That's what he's known for calling.
The ball moves doubles. Right.
Yeah,
it goes right. Yeah,
and I believe
Todd Hankel's his name. I'm calling him out.
Todd. I didn't get to see Monday night, but a lot of it was called Monday night. Also,
a lot of was called Monday.
And he was the same.
Yep.
Now, when you get it in the back row, Buppy, now they kind of give you a little bit of a break there, don't you? Like you two, as far as a double hit.
Yeah.
When they hit that, I mean, sometimes I see you guys kind of hit like that, and it would be a double hit if it was a second hit or something like that, but first one, they kind of give you a break,
contact,
don't they?
They don't call.
All right.
You.
That's what I thought.
How much fun we having?
Lots, yeah.
How?
It's going fast.
Yeah.
Can we win state?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we can, too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We're the number one team in the state.
Are we D4?
Yeah.
Right?
We got to beat St. Henry? Yes.
So we're going to play Coldwater?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
Yeah. St. Henry's what?
St. Henry's still 3-2.
Yep, St. Henry's in ours. It's like all the max schools.
They move
Water
out.
And Versailles.
Everybody else is in ours.
We can beat St. Henry.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I am not scared absolutely. Of St. Henry.
I'm not scared of Coldwater, but.
Raymond, St. Henry, Versailles.
Minster, Marion.
Yeah. Like the whole max.
Yeah.
Bring them on. Remember last year. You guys beat St. Henry, and then they came back and got us in a tournament. I'd say fairest play here. They got us. Now we're going to get them in a tournament.
That's exactly right. Hey, we got to take a break. It's after 9 o'clock already.
Fine.
It is Chuck, Sports right. Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Market. We have a sponsor.
Wow.
That's big.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Fort Recovery Cheerleading Coach, and the Fort Recovery Cheerleaders are selling yard signs this year. Our Let's Go Indian signs will be available at all home varsity football games for only $15 each. They feature the Indian Brave logo and Let's Go Indians. They're appropriate to display in your yard for any sports season. Be sure to get your Let's Go Indians yard sign from the cheerleaders at any of the varsity home football games and get them in your yard to show your Indian pride.
Some girls feel best in the tiny dresses. Some girls, none of us sweatpants looking like a princess. Some girls kiss
no lips. What is this? I don't know about this one, Bobby.
Staying out late because they just celebrate in life. You know, some days you feel so
Chuck,
good.
Our listeners are older than nine.
It's okay if you want to change the body that you came in. Because you look great.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld sings that.
Jerry sings this.
We are back, Sports Talk 907. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. How you doing, Feet?
Pretty good, baby.
We are joined by the senior members of our
awesome senior class.
I love these girls. Yep. You know, it's amazing when you get to be me and Feely's age, and we you know, our kids are graduated, but yet there's something about doing stuff like this and announcing and doing a scorebook where we can stay involved with and the reason we do is because of how great these young kids are.
Absolutely.
And it's fun to have you guys up here, and we root the, like crap for you guys.
Crazy,
you
know? Rooter. Who's your craziest fan?
What sport?
Volleyball.
Craziest fan.
Who's your craziest fan out there?
Interesting.
I don't know.
You ain't got any crazies? Of course, volleyball ain't quite. Basketball, we got some crazies.
Yeah, we do got some lunatics.
Part of basketball is everybody has played basketball and they think they know all about it.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of people that'll shout it out. Volleyball, like myself, I know I don't know anything, but sometimes I will yell out, hit her in the face.
Let me ask you a question. When you're playing, okay, so the max got, the caliber of volleyball in this conference is freaky. Mm-hmm. All right,
really,
so we
really
go to
good.
South Adams, and they had that big left-hander. She was damn good.
Yeah, she was.
You see, Jay County beat them last night, too.
I know, that's crazy.
Jay County did?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I said there's no way they'd beat them.
Jay County wasn't very good, were they?
No.
They were decent, but they didn't play well against us.
With them.
Yeah.
I think they just had a bad game against us.
Yeah, South Adams is better.
Yeah, I thought South Adams a lot better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you got a big hitter like that, and you're playing, it's coming at you, okay? You don't have much time to react, all right? So what's going through your mind? Nothing?
Nothing.
You try to read it?
Just go.
I mean, you try to read. I mean, how do you do that?
When she's winding up to hit it, do you have a decent idea where in the court she's trying to go? I think is what he's asking.
Yeah.
Okay. So you
see her body, basically, I'd say.
How her shoulders
are lined up. They're coming that way.
So, Carly, when you're hitting, do you just swing as hard as you can, and wherever it goes, or are you looking?
I normally look.
You're looking?
Yeah. That's where the dinks come from. If I go up and
if you see an absolute opening, I agree.
Yeah.
But sometimes
drives you nuts.
When you're hot, you're rapping it, just ripping the heck.
Yeah, but sometimes your damn arm falls off. I mean, you got to get tired.
Well, last night Coach said we didn't really have Brooke as an option, so I was getting set about every single time I was up there. So and then I was getting yelled at because I wasn't getting back all the way, but I didn't have time.
It
does get tiring. Yeah.
Okay, so when you're serving, you girls are serving, and the coach looks in the clipboard and she's giving you some, I don't know what the hell she's doing.
Numbers.
What's that mean? That's where you're supposed to hit it?
That's where you're going.
Where you're supposed to
and then yes. she's, can
I
you float it?
Those.
Can you float it on your own, or do you gotta do what the coach says?
If they give you a spot, and you want to hit it, then when you don't hit it, it's not good.
Yeah. Then it's bad.
Yeah.
Well, you guys,
middle of the court,
that number seven last week, you guys were annihilating her. I felt sorry for the girl. She was like, please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. You guys would walk across and line up with her. All right, we're coming at you. Here it comes again.
Is that why Bobby did that?
Hell yeah. Everyone knows where I'm going to serve.
We really don't have a weak. I mean,
no.
You don't feel like there's somebody on our team that is a liability defensively. I mean, really, because you think, you don't look at our team and you see, I don't want them to hit it to her. Some girl is playing real good right now. It's Hannah. Hannah's playing well.
Yes, Hannah's doing good.
Yeah, and when you look at our overall team and you put the Judy girl who hits it hard, Paige.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm missing some. Oh, Garkey. What's her name? Brooke?
Brooke. Yep. She's coming out with concussion?
Yeah.
Oh,
just
man.
Just back the other day. Mm.
So she's about back.
She had a concussion?
She was back Monday.
She played last night.
She played Monday and Tuesday.
She's back. Okay. Yeah. Good.
She got that one, got hit in the head with the ball by the big left-hander.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was a little, she lost a little bit. She was a little bit discombobulated.
Yeah.
A little bit. I felt sorry for her. That scares me a little bit.
And the Fort Camp girl came in as a freshman. She, you know, she's played some of the last several games. You're not, she's not that weak point either. You think a lot of times in the, when you haven't played a bunch and there's a freshman coming in there,
I got
a
kick.
That's
out
who you want to hit it at. You don't want to hit it at her.
She would hit and just smash one, and then she kind of giggle. You know, she'd go, did I just do that? You know, so it was like, great. I just loved it. She had three or four of them where she'd hit and look at you girls and giggle a little bit. It's like, is that unbelievable?
Yeah, you know, and then last night when it's amazing how them, you got the motions of the young kids where you guys are all level headed. You've been there, done that. But like if she screws up or Paige screws up, they get down. And then I always see you guys having to walk over and give them a pound on the back. Say, hey, shake that stuff off. And that's what's called being a senior leader, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Who's the captain? We got a captain?
We're all captains.
All four captains?
Yeah.
Who's the captain?
Who's the moderator?
Carly.
Who's the one to chew your butt when you screw up?
Carly.
That's your name.
Yeah. You ever tell her shut the hell up?
I've been close a couple of times.
I'm sure.
Me and Kelsey too.
You guys fight a lot? Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Now, Kelsey, you're a setter. Mm-hmm. Now, I felt like when they have terrible passes to you, don't they drive you crazy?
Yeah.
So when you run across and it's like the hitters just get out of the way. Is there times you just scream, help, get that thing? It drives me crazy sometimes when a ball's hit right at Carly, and Carly's like, I ain't supposed to hit it. She is. Come get it. You know, you'll come running all the way across.
But
you guys do an unbelievable job of when they run all the way across and hit that thing backwards, and it'll be a perfect set. And you're like, how the hell did you do that? That's awesome.
It is. I agree with you. It is amazing how damn good they are.
Oh, man. It's not fun
just,
to watch.
It's just, it is really fun to watch. And,
it is.
And if you're not going to the volleyball games and watching that stuff.
Missing out.
Absolutely. Best $6 you could possibly spend.
Absolutely. And the atmosphere. Like last Thursday, when you got them kids fired up, all those guys over there, they were fired up. It was fun. I mean, it's just like basketball. You know, it's the way you guys feed off each other. But, man, oh, man, it's, you know, when you play those games that are boring, you're going to have teams where you're going to annihilate. And it's pretty boring in there. But, man, when it's an exciting game like that, and everybody came to watch that girl. I mean, everybody wants to see how good she is. Well, she was good. But we were better. Mm-hmm. You know, we were just
she
tremendous.
Was the better player, but we were the better
we
team.
We were the better team. Yeah,
absolutely.
At least, you know, that night, without a doubt,
and,
we were the better team.
And you could see the frustration on her face when she would just pound that ball and there'd be Kaya just tipping it right up there and somebody coming up and bam.
Hey, him again. Coming again. Get another one.
Next question.
Oh, man, it's just all awesome. Right. Just
so last night, I think it was you who had a save where you got your hand.
Pancake.
That's probably Kaya.
Yep.
Pancake?
That was probably Kaya. Kaya's
did that about three times that Thursday.
We had some last night, too.
Awesome.
Yep.
So you're going like this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you knuckling or are you...
No, you're flat.
Flat.
You're flat, and that ball will come up that high.
And praying that someone else will get there in time to get it up higher.
Where do you learn that? Where do you teach that? In camps and stuff?
That's got to be just all out effort. Yeah. I mean, that is just, they're going 100 and they dive. And
that's my favorite play, the pancake. I want everybody to do a couple.
It's your last ditch effort. And there they are. It went up. And
next time we do a pancake, I want you to look up in the stands.
Yeah, give us one of these. That's for you, boys. That's for the Bub and V show. Up she goes.
And then last night when you come in to serve, Kelsey, you're doing this stuff. What's that mean?
Why?
Why are you in the game, or why? What is that?
It's a play, so we code them so like other teams.
Are we allowed to tell? Are we allowed to tell what the play is?
Say it.
Secret weapon. I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, we're really dumb.
Oh, we don't have no clue.
Absolutely no idea. So it's the season's about half over. Is that correct?
Probably is.
And we have a lot of volleyball to play. So that's down to the important things of why we're here. First of all, boyfriends. Who we got?
Carly?
Who's you?
I know. Why, Carly, come on.
We're going around the horn here. Boyfriend?
Yes.
Who?
Kinda.
Grant Meyer. He's from Coldwater.
Grandma.
Grant Meyer.
Grant Meyer.
Yes.
I don't like him if he's from Coldwater.
Is he from Coldwater?
Yeah.
Well, you love? Grant Meyer, how long have you been dating?
Not that long.
Does he come to your volleyball games?
Yeah, I've been to a few.
Aww. Right. Kai?
Nope.
Lie.
I don't.
Lie? Hi, come in.
I know.
She doesn't.
Nothing?
Huh?
No.
Puppy?
Nope.
Kelsey?
Kelsey?
Yeah.
The puppy lied.
We're together. Are you guys? Yeah. You guys are buds.
Yeah.
Now, school wise, who's the smartest?
Alexis.
Buppy, are you like, where are you ranked in class?
Number one.
Jeez, where are you at? Number one.
Three. Where are you at?
23.
Where are you at? Four. So we got 1, 3, 4, and number 20. Is that right? That's
smart.
Really good.
Where was it? We were.
Huh?
We were two. Two,
I was right up there in the top.
Two or three from the back.
You're in.
Maybe. Something like that.
You weren't in triple digits. Let's just say that, Bob.
Thank you, Spencer.
Yep.
I don't like to brag.
That's about where I was. Yeah. I was number 65 out of 67.
How many classes you got together?
Me and Alexis we sit by each other all the time.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
We have like six classes together.
You guys got late arrivals or really just?
I do.
We got late arrivals.
And Kelsey do.
Nice. What time you got to go in?
Around 9-ish, a little before 9.
Kelsey's yeah. late sweet still every day. Sweet.
Yeah, somehow. Yeah.
She's still late.
She's got issues. She's got some serious issues.
Time problems.
So you got, early dismissal or you just go the whole day?
No, all day.
You have to have a study hall, either first period or eighth period to get either one.
Oh,
I
really?
Have, like,
yeah.
The early dismissal, but then I took anatomy, so that's my eighth period now. Bad choice.
Yeah. Later, hard? I don't know. That'd be pointless.
It's okay. Right now, it's all biology and chemistry stuff, so it's not fun.
So, Kaya, with anatomy, is that something you're looking at to do later? Or?
Yeah, I'm thinking about majoring in exercise science and then going on to become an occupational therapist.
Oh, great.
There you go.
Awesome. That is good. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Work at Cooper Farms the rest of my life.
Brother!
Yes!
Join the family!
You gonna be on Bubba's Turk crew?
No,
she don't work hard enough for that.
Well, no. Not yet. She will after she gets through college.
Well, I know you guys got a lot of homework to do tonight. What is on your? What's wrong with your legs? What are you all bruised up?
Bruises. Look at my knee.
Diving.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Okay.
That a girl.
It's okay.
That's awesome.
That's terrible.
How about our November volleyball? We got to play a lot of November volleyball.
Yes, we do.
November volleyball. Yep.
That's what we got to do. We got to go.
Never made it past Halloween weekend, so that's
you got to have. You got to keep playing till Coach has that baby.
Yes.
When's she due? Yeah.
She's due in the middle of
October. November. You're going to make her have that a lot sooner. I'll tell you that.
She's due like our first tournament game, so.
Ooh, perfect.
Well, I just want to say that it's you guys make it easy to root for the volleyball team.
You betcha.
Your class acts.
Fun to watch.
You got wonderful, wonderful parents, and yep. And we like to tease them and get around with them, but
they get no better.
No, they don't. And our community is better for people like this.
Yeah,
and that's why it's easy to come up here and do sports talk. And we've done it for, I don't know how many years we've been doing this, but man, meeting guys like you.
This is our favorite part.
It is, absolutely. And we wish you the best of luck. And folks out there listening, get your butts up to that gym.
Absolutely.
We tomorrow night, we got Marion Local. We got to get back on the winning trail tomorrow night.
Yep.
Okay. Sound like a plan?
Yeah. Yeah. And, the and I want to say that I don't know anything about volleyball.
Oh, yeah,
really
we know.
Started watching until the last couple of years. I still don't know anything about volleyball, but I can see hustle and performance in these girls.
We
awesome.
Got that.
It is absolutely well worth watching, even if you never figure out the game of volleyball.
Which yep. is what I do.
Yeah, that's yeah.
no
and
idea.
It's, and it's
yeah.
great. It is just that it's great.
You guys like Neil's Globe?
Yeah,
yeah. Don't look at it too long. Hypnotize you.
No, it won't.
It's a bobblehead.
It's a bobble globe.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Break time.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Be right back. Hey, baby, I'm just gonna see.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco!
Hello.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco!
Bowling season has started and Miracle Lanes is now open every day. Get your times booked for family bowling parties, engagement parties, or bachelorette parties. And it's the best place around to hold a birthday party. Call them now to get your party booked at 375-4274. And don't forget about their great food. Call ahead and just drive through and pick it up. Stop by Miracle Lanes for some bowling fun and great food. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio the rest of this week. Tomorrow night, our Lady Indians will host Marion Local in a big MAC matchup. Steve Stone will bring you all the action live on Fort Recovery Radio. Then on Friday, the Indians football team will travel to Minster. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will have the play-by-play with the pregame show starting around 7:15. Tomorrow night, volleyball at home against Marion Local. Then football at Minster on Friday night. Get to all the games you can to cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. The Fort Recovery Ambassador Club had a successful year this year, and they know it couldn't be possible without the help and support of the people in our community. As a thank you, they'll be having a free campout on Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd. And on Saturday evening, they'll have free chili and hot dogs. Bring the family and stop on down anytime on Saturday evening and enjoy some great chili and good company. Again, thanks to the people of the Fort Recovery area who helped make this another successful year for the Fort Recovery Ambassadors. So whether you camp out for the weekend or just stop by Saturday evening for some chili, be sure to visit the Ambassador Park on Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd, for the Ambassador's Thank You Weekend.
Rachel Atchison, she's on my shit list.
What'd she say?
She said I couldn't jump up and hit a ball at the net.
Huh?
I mean, I'm an athlete.
Skywalker. Used to call him Skywalker.
We should play a challenge match.
You should.
Yeah. Oh,
like
for charity.
Like
for charity.
Billie Jean King and Bobby
Riggs.
7-8 guys against you four.
That wouldn't be enough
guys. Or 8 of you guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
We might need 20.
Wait a minute, no. Bobby had a look on her face like, bring it on.
No, I mean, we get your four. Okay, you guys as dads. All right.
Oh, they would lose so bad.
Yes. Ooh, absolutely.
If we had eight guys, we're allowed to play eight.
He played 20 against them. It won't make any difference.
No spiking.
No spiking?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, you guys can't spike anyway.
Yeah, we can.
No.
I'll kind of bet they can.
Huh?
I do kill.
Yeah.
Just we've because done, like, boy-girl matches before. Yeah.
Yeah. And just because
like in
they...
middle school and stuff, like, the boys are good.
Thank you very much.
Oh, we're talking about our dad.
Oh, my dad's not getting off the ground.
Yes.
Went from the boys are good to, oh, them guys. Dad's? Oh.
Scott Wentz is good.
Oh, yeah. Scott can play.
Boosie will be
Boosie.
Fine.
Boosie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, spike one in his face.
Stoney.
Stoney's good.
Okay, yeah.
I think we can get him.
Yeah.
Well... best of luck to you.
Neil, you're playing on our
team. You're, on the
you're
team.
One of the eight.
Come on, Neil.
I'll be laying on the floor.
Get your dinker going. Let's go. Dink, dink, dong. Let's go.
I'll do the pancakes. You pancake.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Some butter pancakes.
Syrup on it. I ain't scared.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's the who's your number one rival? What team do you want to beat? So do you. St. Henry or?
St. Henry.
Yeah.
St.
Henry?
Yeah.
So that hurt the other night, didn't it?
Yeah.
So we were ahead 23-19.
I mean,
so, yeah, it was like 22-20.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
That's
yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
My daughter played in Michigan one time, and it was 24-17, and they lost.
Oh, my gosh. That's
no. I've never, it was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. She was so mad she couldn't even stand up. She was screaming. Oh, it was
24-17.
I mean, you're on the edge. There's no way they got to serve 10 times, and they did.
They did it.
Yeah.
Down, game over.
Down we went. Game over.
That would suck.
That sucked.
What's been your biggest win?
Bremen
was?
And the St. Henry game last season.
St. Henry game last year was a great game.
That was good. Mm-hmm. That really got us going last year.
That was a great game.
Actually, our district, when we lost to them, was great volleyball, too.
Yeah. It started off really good.
It did.
It
didn't. No, I know. We lost, well, but...
The first set was really good. We were down, and we came back and won the first set. Yeah. Every tournament game, we just forget how to pass.
Who hits the ball harder? You or Judy?
Hey, Judy.
She hits harder than you?
Okay. Yeah, she can get up higher.
She's great at down the
sometimes
line.
Sometimes it's not always about harder, though. Sometimes it's about who's smarter.
Where you put it.
Yeah. Gotta put her in the right spot,
so,
don't you?
So you got to have a little bend up here.
Up to get all
it. Yeah.
Well, and
Cassie Martin's pretty good.
Yeah. She's good.
She isn't. Yeah. She doesn't hit the dominating, like, smashes.
Sometimes but, she does.
But she's pretty damn athletic.
She's mm-hmm. pretty good.
She's very athletic.
She's very quick, so if you can get it to her on time.
I'm quick.
Pretty... okay.
When I, you know.
Kind of.
Like quick. A cat.
I'm
cat quick.
Right. My friends call me Whiskers.
Whiskers the cat.
That doesn't even make sense. Oh,
except it's a really stupid cat name, so yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow. Boots.
Boots.
You guys got a cat?
No.
Dog?
Yep.
What you got?
A Rottweiler.
Oh, that's nice. Whoa. That's good for the neighbors. Do you really have a Rottweiler?
Yeah.
That's dumb. They're dangerous dogs.
She's evil. Peyton is evil.
Peyton sits on the couch all day.
And then you say, sick him, so and then lazy. She tries to attack me.
That's nice. You guys got a dog puppy?
Yeah, we have two.
Who is that?
That's Rachel.
I'm still flipping out. Just put me on the radio.
Nice picture there, Rachel. You got a dog?
Yep.
You got a barking little ankle biter.
Yapper.
Yeah.
How do you know? You've been
you got
in our neighborhood?
Two dogs.
You got two dogs?
You got a big white one.
Carly's German. Got some cute dogs. German Shepherd and
Shadow?
Golden Doodle?
Is that his name?
Shadow?
What's Sky. His name?
Sky. Shadow. I was close to Sky.
I pick cars up. When the dog comes out, I'm like, all right, big boy. Be nice.
Yeah,
don't eat
nice.
The old pee.
She's
here.
A baby.
What about your driveway? What are you doing?
Oh, it's so nice. Have you seen it?
It's pretty cool.
Me and my
it's worth more than my house.
Whole thing.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I seen you drive a skid loader.
What do you mean?
Are you good? I've seen you drive a skid loader.
Yeah, I do it great. Yeah,
that's great.
why would you think she couldn't?
You have not seen me drive a skid loader.
Yeah, on Facebook.
That was a picture, so you didn't see me drive it. And I was doing great in the picture.
Oh, you didn't drive it? You wasn't ever in a video?
What?
I didn't see it.
It was a picture.
Where you work at?
Toby's Carryout.
Pizza.
Really? Yep.
I want my pizza done more.
Tell her.
Huh?
Tell her. Right. Are we allowed to request
you? When you order it, tell them that. That's how that happens.
Yep. Perfect. Let me talk
so
to
you.
So
you want an extra done?
Yeah, a little crust. I like a little crunch on the old. You guys the same, or you like it soggy?
No.
Crunchy.
I like
it crunchy.
Yeah, see? Just a shout out to Toby's Carryout.
Yeah.
But we're sponsored by Wayne Street Market. So.
Yeah, they don't make pizza.
They don't?
I don't think so. They
got breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, they do. Starting a couple of weeks ago. Yep. Monday through Friday. Open.
You guys ever had any Neil's Donuts?
No, they weren't alive the last time I made donuts. Their parents were six when I made the last time I made donuts.
How good were they?
Unbelievable.
He makes unbelievable donuts.
You okay. Someday.
You are an idiot.
I guarantee you Ross is going to text in here in a minute. 3 dozen cane out tomorrow. We'll take them.
Yeah, Ross. Neil's going. Anything else we're going to talk about? We all wrapped up here?
Yep.
Senior year going good so far?
No, it's hard.
Is it hard? It shouldn't be hard.
Oh, it's hard. Homework.
Teachers, back off a little bit. Come on, senior year.
Why are you always late in the mornings?
What do you mean?
Sleeping, or are you?
Sleeping or doing homework that I didn't do the night before.
So maybe
last second get her done.
Prioritize and
huh? That was in the hallway this morning.
This morning we don't really plan it, but we both don't have it done, so we meet up and we sit in the hallway with all of our books across the hall and just.
How long does it take you to do it?
Today it was like 20 minutes. Yeah.
Did you get an A?
It wasn't even for a grade.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't? So why do it?
Because sometimes you never know if it is or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Last time Kelsey didn't have it done. So.
And it counted.
Mm-hmm.
Rats. Dang it. Girls, good luck tomorrow night. Let's get a W over Mary.
Let's get a W.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk a little bit about Ohio State.
Buckeyes.
The Cleveland Clowns.
Brownie's not too good.
Somebody said they're favored this week.
They are. How can that be?
No way.
First game since 2015.
They can't be favored.
Yes, 2 years. They're right back.
They're playing Mississinewa Valley.
Hey, we got some Mississinewa fans.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure their probably. Best team couldn't ever beat a professional team.
They're not very good either, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Never know.
Maybe right with back. Curtis Enos, they'd have never beat a professional.
The bowling season has started, and Miracle Lanes is now open every day. Get your times booked for family bowling parties, engagement parties, or bachelorette parties. And it's the best place around to hold a birthday party. Call them now to get your party booked at 375-4274. And don't forget about their great food. Call ahead and just drive through and pick it up. Stop by Miracle Lanes for some bowling fun and great food.
Is a family-oriented company where you are rewarded for your hard work.
The opportunity for growth here is amazing.
Managers and heads of the company always look very interested for your talent, so if they see something in you, they run with it.
The company promotes from within.
So they really let you excel. They really let your mind work.
Cooper Farms is the best company I've worked for because they will do whatever it takes to help you succeed.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Arnold there?
Well, we don't have an Arnold working here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
Is Arnold one of your friends?
I told him that you had something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Well, okay, I'll tell Arnold. Put him on.
Arnold doesn't work here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio the rest of this week. Tomorrow night, our Lady Indians will host Marion Local in a big MAC matchup. Steve Stone will bring you all the action live on Fort Recovery Radio. Then on Friday, the Indians football team will travel to Minster. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will have the play-by-play, with the pregame show starting around 7:15. tomorrow night, volleyball at home against Marion Local, then football at Minster on Friday night. Get to all the games you can to cheer on our Indians teams, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco!
Hello.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco!
Wilker, and I'm the 4Recovery cheerleading coach, and the 4Recovery cheerleaders are selling yard signs this year. Our Let's Go Indians signs will be available at all home varsity football games for only $15 each. They feature the Indian Brave logo and Let's Go Indians. They're appropriate to display in your yard for any sports season. Be sure to get your Let's Go Indians yard sign from the cheerleaders at any of the varsity home football games and get them in your yard to show your Indian pride.
Could have got you some water if you didn't want to chug a Gatorade, but
it's not bad.
Too bad.
How about them girls?
Good girls.
I think I've said that about every group we've had in here, but those are awesome
kids.
We've had
some pretty good ones.
Those are awesome
kids. The IQ
kids.
Of them girls is out of this world.
They might be a little smarter than us.
Yeah, they are smart. But not only are in there, they got the full package.
Yep.
They are. Them girls got, sky is the limit.
They get it.
Yeah, they do.
They get it.
And you know what? It's probably because, and I know I tease and we tease these parents, but they got good parents.
Yep.
And they got good kids. And together, and there's a lot of 4Recovery that has that, but they got her together.
I agree.
Yeah. Let's get a win tomorrow night.
We raise a lot of good kids around here.
The only person who probably struggled raising their kid would be
Bob Stogler.
Paul Rohr.
Oh. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Huh? Wait a minute.
Would you agree with that, Chuck?
It's never home.
That's because he's always working, supporting his son.
I'm never home.
No, I wasn't home.
Oh, you wasn't home?
No.
Where were you at?
Not home.
We're doing sound stuff.
Absolutely.
Visiting Courtney.
Check two.
Do your check. I like that voice. Let me hear it. Check. Bring it out.
It's a good
Come
one.
On, bring it out.
All wore out.
It's a good one.
You know why those certain words are said? The check and the test, those are the P's and the T's and those kind of things that pop that give you problems. So that's why those words are used. That's
really?
one of several reasons, but that's
suck.
Now you doesn't have the P or the T that pop the. Yep. See, like that.
So last Thursday night we did the cancer bingo.
Yep.
Out at Rossburg Acres, and I didn't go to the girls' game, and Chuck was MVP, and he comes out
and sets
it all up, you know, and there's 237 women there or something.
Uh-huh. Jeez,
very
packed house. I mean, it is.
I didn't know you'd get over 150 in that.
Building. Oh no, they're in there like sardines.
Oh my God!
And the bingo goes off. It's just a great time, and it's for a great cause, and it was a Steinecker family.
Yep,
in St. Henry, and a little bit of background on this lady. She's stage 4 cancer, 3 young kids. She's like 34 years old or something.
Mm-hmm.
And all the proceeds went to her. And the bingo on Thursday night, and I bring this up because Chuck, our board goes out. And it's just a miracle that the Peckerhead was there.
2 minutes.
Yeah, in 2 minutes, he changes boards out. And I guarantee you, 230 women in that building and 228 of them had no idea
what was going
that
on.
That we changed that board and got that thing because they was just blabbing and having fun. And he took that. It was unbelievable.
Sounded like
so me and Fee are sitting there and Bill. And here comes Chuck. And he takes these boards. And the board's got like wires everywhere.
60 wires.
He's pulling all these boards off. And he puts them all together and go. And we're like, how?
That's one, two. Hey, we're back.
And I'm like,
seven.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, and nobody had a clue except us four guys up there that
class.
It was almost bingo. Almost was canceled.
Just about shut her down. They didn't know it.
Well, and he does that all the time.
Yeah,
up here,
right? And then we got. I think they said that the bingo on Thursday night made $6,700.
Unbelievable!
Wow,
$20 a person.
Unbelievable!
And they give away wine and raffles. It's just a really neat cause, and we had a lot of fun doing it. We've done it every year.
Yep.
And unfortunately, we're probably going to keep doing it because, unfortunately, cancer comes to the
year. There's going to be a need somewhere.
Absolutely.
It's cancer, it's a car accident or something.
Yeah, that's right.
No, Bill needs to build a bigger building.
Yeah.
You can't put any more people in that building.
When he bought the Cal Palace, he thought that was going to be bigger than he'd ever need for anything.
Yeah.
Who would have known? It's supposed to be a water park, wasn't it?
I don't know what he's supposed to do with it, but
it's hard to tell.
It is hard to tell. I got some text here I'm going to read off.
Check
them
out.
Like I got Perry Hall.
Perry.
Checking in. Perry.
Burbank.
Burbank.
Let's see. What's Perry say? Sad the Browns are favored over his depressing Colts.
Oh, that's right. He's Colts fan.
Yeah.
Him and the old code man used to go together. Watch Colts.
Kim Wendell says they have the sweetest dog in Fort Recovery. He's got to send me a picture of her dog. And
that was
that yapping little bastard is not the sweetest dog. Because you pull up to their house and the dog comes out and he just drives you crazy. Bob Clausen wants to kill that dog. Ain't that here, neighbor?
Yeah.
Is it Bob?
Bobby.
Yeah. Let's see Dale. Who else sent in. Oh, Dale. Might be Dale.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Well, that's about it. I got some other stuff, but most of it not sports talk related. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, Buckeyes got back on a winning track feed.
Yeah, didn't look too bad. Didn't look too bad.
It was a little slow start, but.
Yeah. Good start. Good end.
What are you? You a Barrett guy?
I don't know. Kind of pretty disappointed with him so far.
I was at Oklahoma.
Oh, that Oklahoma game was terrible.
He is the all-time touchdown leaders in Big Ten history.
Yes. So. Yeah. So, they've lost two games with him playing, I think.
They lost
or something like that.
Ohio State fans are pretty spoiled.
Oh, we're spoiled. There ain't no doubt about it.
Pretty nuts.
Yeah.
We don't
annihilate everybody. We're mad.
Oh, absolutely.
Something right.
Well, I go to somewhere to watch the games with people. You watch the first quarter. And by the end of the first quarter, up two touchdowns, and you just start jibber jabbering with everybody and have a party and look up at the score every once in a while.
Where have you been watching games at?
Usually at home because I've been on call two of the last two of the games already this year, so I can't be somewhere having a beer. So
yep.
Is it because we're getting older that we don't go to the bars and watch games anymore, or what?
I think
is it.
I think
we're getting older, ain't we?
Yeah. The old lazy boy feels really good.
Today, now here's a sign. Okay, so I had a funeral today, and I went over to the mass, and I'm driving back, and I'm driving, and I'm going 48 miles an hour down 119.
You?
Yeah.
What?
That's not. And I'm like,
did your car stall?
No, and I'm like, Jesus, I'm really getting old. I was going 48 miles an hour. That's, semis passed me, and I was like,
that's 40 miles an hour less than you usually drive.
Well, I've slowed down considerably, but I was like, maybe I am starting to get old.
Getting old.
Because what the hell am I going 48 for?
Yeah. I got to drive Chicago this week. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, you got your weekend this week,
right? Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great, won't it?
Yeah, well, fun.
Whole family coming up or a bunch of you or what?
We're going to meet Renee and Andy there, and I'm taking Kelsey and Caleb up. They're going to go to the Steelers and Bears game. He's a big Steelers fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess he's Brother Joe, so.
Great weekend.
Oh, looking forward to it.
Where are you, when are you leaving?
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Yep.
Get out. Come back Monday?
Come back Monday, yeah.
So does Joe have a few eating spots for you to
Yeah, we're supposed to go out and eat with him on Saturday night.
Yeah, can't imagine that he'd know somewhere to eat in Chicago.
He's got a couple pretty good places.
Yeah.
So how many does he own or run now?
He's
every time I hear it, it's
he's actually the buyer of the wine. He does all the wine, and there's I forget how many me and Francesca's there is, maybe 25 or 30, something like that, in Chicago that he buys wine for. So he doesn't stay at one particular place. When he was with that Purple Pig, he was there all the time. But now the only place that I see him a lot is at Devontae's. There's one place up there that he stays quite a bit on Sundays. He'll work there all day. But other than that, I think he's all around everywhere.
What a gig that is.
He's got a pretty good gig. He just got back from Italy.
Well, I'm pretty sure he didn't just fall into it. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it, yeah.
Now, he might be able to weasel his way around some wine stuff in Mercer County and tell you what's good and all that stuff.
If you type in Joe Feely on Google, there's an article that comes up with this. He was interviewed by this wine.
Yeah.
And it comes up, and this guy just said, this guy knows this wine more than this whole article about how Joe knows all these wines.
Yeah. He's incredible.
Yeah.
Sommelier, or whatever they call
him. Yeah, sommelier.
He's pretty good.
I couldn't spell it, I don't think.
You a wine drinker?
A little bit.
You know, I drink some wine, but my criteria is whatever's the cheapest is the sweetest.
Yep.
And so that's what I like.
What am I drinking if I go drink wine in church?
Ooh, that's almost
that
vinegar
Boone's
wine.
Farm?
No, that's from what I've seen of the bottles, it's basically vinegar wine.
So what's that mean?
It's real sour, and you're not supposed
not
to like
my favorite.
It.
Okay, so here's what I'm
so
saying.
The priests don't steal it. No, I'm just saying that.
Huh?
Just
I thought it was water the whole damn time.
No, listen. Like today, they offered it, and I could smell it, and it smelled good.
Mm.
And I was thinking, I'm going to go over there and try my first glass of wine.
Take a little sniffer.
Well, yeah, sweet wine. It's almost always the cheapest.
Strawberry wine. 17.
No, he will. Like Joe, he'll tell you, and then when he tells you what's in there,
you can taste it.
Do you taste this? And then all of a sudden you're like, yeah. Do you taste this? I do. You know, after he tells you, I have no idea what he's talking about. Then all of a sudden, when he starts telling you stuff, we had one. It was like some kind of wine that had like a buttery taste to it. And he goes, "Can you taste that?" And I said, "Well, now you say it. Yeah, I can." You know, it's kind of, but it was like a butterscotch or something. And I was like, "That's unbelievable." You know, but the reason they have that is they take this grape and that grape, crush together, and make this and that. And I'm like, "Really? Okay."
I know start nothing. Drinking. I could drink wine, I think.
Yeah.
I might start.
I think you could.
Wine's good for you.
And unless you drink.
I mean, it's good for you.
I tell you, a glass a day.
Yeah.
Keeps the doctor away.
If you drink a bunch of it, it's not good for you. But for almost every study that's been done, small amounts, you know, like a glass or two of wine.
Like Doritos?
No, not Doritos.
Small amount of Doritos?
No, that's good there's never any good in that.
Doritos are bad for you.
But maybe a glass.
How about Cool Ranch?
Or two.
Cool Ranch.
No. Cool Ranch is good.
A glass or two of wine every day, or alcohol, a beer a day, is very good for your heart and a lot of other things. Yeah.
My heart should be pumping like a machine.
But more than that is not good.
Really?
Whoops.
Yeah. Excess is bad. Moderation is good.
I read where if you eat French fries more than twice a week,
ooh,
there's a pretty good chance you'll cut your lifespan like by 8 years.
Kill over.
So if that's the case,
see ya.
I probably should be dead at 31.
Well, and part of that, some of it is just the French fries.
Depends on which ones you're eating.
But a lot of it is the stuff that you usually eat with French fries is also
like
deep
bacon,
fried
cheese,
and
burger.
Yeah, also not as healthy as it should be, so...
Yeah.
I'm going vegan.
Vegan?
I bet you don't.
I'd say
what can I eat if I go vegan?
Vegetables.
Tree.
Just vegetables.
No.
No milk, no cheese.
What do you mean, no... Just vegetables? You can have meat.
No, not if you're vegan.
Vegan, no.
Vegan is extreme vegetarian.
You're veggie.
If you're vegetarian, you can usually have cheese and some milk and stuff.
Can I eat this if I'm a vegan?
No, not any of that. There's nothing on there that you on that cheese plate that you
eat. How about celery?
Yes, absolutely. All those carrots.
I don't like carrots. What else?
Broccoli.
Don't like broccoli.
Cauliflower.
Nope.
Lettuce.
Adios. Hate it.
tomatoes.
I think you better get some
cucumber.
I like ketchup.
Ketchup's not good for
you. You might want to go to
it's tomatoes.
Yeah, but there's also other stuff in there.
Pizza sauce.
Nope. Nope.
Really?
You're done.
Yep. Yeah.
What else can I eat?
Cucumbers.
Hate cucumbers. They stink.
What else? I know. You don't like any vegetables.
No. Skittles.
Skittles are good. Pretty sure that's not vegan.
I eat no fruit or vegetables.
You're out?
I'm out.
Now, vegetarian used to be a little bit radical. Vegan is radical vegetarian.
So vegan is more hardcore than vegetarian.
Oh, by far. Yeah.
So what's the thing that Jerry was on? Is that vegan?
I don't know.
This
I'm
has
not
something
sure
to do with the no face.
Yeah.
The alien has a face.
Yep. Yeah.
Think about that.
You eat fish?
Nope.
Fish can I eat faces? Fish?
Nope.
It's got
no,
a face.
No. Not if you're a vegan or vegetarian.
I like fish.
Fish is good.
Well, then you can be a fishitarian.
Mrs. Paul.
Is fish good? I love fish sticks.
It does.
You're the only guy in the world that likes fish sticks.
Are you serious?
They're awful.
That's the worst fish you could have.
Are you stupid?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with what
Chuck eat fish sticks.
I don't mind fish sticks, but I like
fish sticks, cheese, and ketchup.
Yeah,
on a sandwich.
No. Well, okay, but that's about as far as you can get from vegetarian from or vegan.
You better pass on the vegan.
I'm out on that.
Yeah, you're out.
Now, one thing I like, I like to take the basically any kind of fish, but the fish we use at the fish fry, which I think is haddock, and broil that. Just broil it with a little butter and some seasoned salt on there, and it's really good.
Mudboat.
I like it deep fried.
Mudboat.
I like it deep fried,
made
too.
Fish on the grill when we was down there. And he made salmon. He made this other stuff, and then he seasoned it. He put some blackened it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Good. Tremendous.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could live off this.
Yeah. And that isn't, most fish is very good for you, especially if you don't deep fry it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fish sticks?
No.
But you're baking them.
Yeah, you can bake those, but they're still not. There's a lot of breading and a lot of preservatives in that. That's not good for you.
I don't like it.
You're out.
Hey, we got fishing in the dark here, don't we?
We got some fishing in the dark.
Fishing in the dark. You like to fish, Chuck?
Depends.
I like fishing.
Fishing, like
shooting.
We used to fish a lot, didn't we?
Oh, we love.
We used to fish all the time.
One time,
Friday night,
we went catfishing. Went that night. We'd go. We'd leave like 4-H. 11 o'clock. Go to Forge Campground.
Salina.
Catch fish. Okay.
Okay.
So we got hot one night. Okay.
Caught a bunch.
And we can't take the hooks out of the mouth.
Why not?
Catfish.
Because catfish
are both scared.
Oh. So we just cut the lines and threw them in the bucket. We brought them back. How many fish we have? 11?
10 or less.
Channel cats, and all had hooks sticking out of their mouth.
Bill was laughing. He couldn't take it.
Oh, he thought, what a losers we are.
Yeah.
It was a great fishing night.
Great fishing night.
Oh, it was just hitting hard. There ain't nothing better than bringing in an old channel cat. Ooh,
I used to fish a lot with my dad, and we fished for bass. And that's awesome. They put up a good fight.
It's, like it's jump out of the water. Ooh, that's fun.
That is good stuff, ain't it?
Yep.
That is fun.
Yep. We're going to come right back. 10 till 10. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yes.
419-852-9201. If you got anything, bring it up.
Talk to us.
419-516-0702 if you want to call in. We'll get you right on the air if you got any questions
come
for us.
Come on in.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by a large salad bar, choice a potato and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Was this summer a little rough on your car? Maybe you just need some routine maintenance. Oil change, tires rotated, air conditioner charged. Call Hastings Auto at 375-4617 and let their skilled technicians take care of it. And if you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, they're the best place in the area to look for a used car. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. That's Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Are you looking for a way that you can help the people who have been affected by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma? You can drop off personal hygiene items and cleaning supplies at the trailer at the Lutheran Church or on the porch of their parsonage here in Fort Recovery between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. or at Fort Fitness any day through the end of September. Here are some of the items that have been requested by church organizations in the Houston and Florida areas. Please only donate cash or the specific items listed on the flyers in the post office and in many of the businesses around town and on the Facebook page for Wabash Valley Cooperative Ministry. These items include personal hygiene items like soap, deodorant, washcloths, toothpaste, and more. Also, cleaning supplies including buckets, brooms, mops, bleach, utility knives to cut drywall and carpeting, plus several other items. A complete list of personal and cleaning items can be found on the flyers around town, and the list is also available on the Wabash Valley Cooperative Ministry Facebook page. Or you can contact Janice Feely or Kathy Etzler for details or with donations. We can't all pack up and head south to help the people in Texas and Florida, but we can all pitch in a little and send items down to help them out. Check out the flyers around town and on the Wabash Valley Cooperative Ministry Facebook page for the specific items they need. Then just drop them off any day between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. at the trailer at the Lutheran Church on the corner across from Dr. Carr's office or at Fort Fitness through the end of September.
Cooper Farms is a family-oriented company where you are rewarded for your hard work.
The opportunity for growth here is amazing.
Managers and heads of the company always look very interested for your talent, so if they see something in you, they run with it.
The company promotes from within.
So they really let you excel. They really let your mind work.
Cooper Farms is the best company I've worked for because they will do whatever it takes to help you succeed.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And I'm the 4E Coverage Cheerleading Coach, and the 4E Coverage Cheerleaders are selling yard signs this year. Our Let's Go Indian signs will be available at all home varsity football games for only $15 each. They feature the Indian Brave logo and Let's Go Indians. They're appropriate to display in your yard for any sports season. Be sure to get your Let's Go Indians yard sign from the cheerleaders at any of the varsity home football games and get them in your yard to show your Indian pride.
Sammy Davis.
He sounds funny. He sounds a lot like the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Sammy did this on the Carol Burnett Show.
No. Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan?
Maybe he did it on both.
Might have been Dean Martin.
I don't remember him doing it, really. I just remember this one and Jerry Jeff Walker.
This is a great song. I wonder if Rock ever plays this thing.
Probably not.
Rock, where was he last night?
What happened?
Well, we couldn't have it because I was still in New Bremen, or in
V-Town.
In Versailles at 8:30, and we started.
I spell Versailles.
V-E-R-S-A-I-L-L-E-S.
I always spell it wrong.
Versailles.
I always spell V-E-R-S-A-L-L-I-E-S.
No.
No wonder everybody says I spell it wrong. I guess I do.
You're wrong.
I've been spelling it that way since I was 14 years old.
14? Yep.
Been getting F's
keeping
on your...
Keeping the books like that?
Don't worry about it, Chuck.
Okay. So it would have been almost 9:30 before we could have started rocking with Rocker last night.
Rocking.
So
people were pissed. Rocker. They love rocking with Rocker.
Yeah,
he has his own cult.
Greg McCart comatose.
Ivan? Ivan's in a rage.
Yeah.
Greg McClurg listens to FR Radio 23 hours a day.
He is unbelievable.
He sleeps an hour.
But he don't listen to sports talk.
No. He don't listen to us anymore.
He used to.
Yeah. He's that used off. To be all he listens
so
to.
So he listens 22 hours a day.
Yeah.
He's a nut.
He loves it.
He hates sports talk.
He don't like don't sports talk
him.
Anymore.
I don't blame him.
Sports talk sucks anymore.
Yeah.
He lost
except terrible. When we have the seniors on.
Sports talk's awesome. Best show on TV, on yeah. radio.
Yeah, I think it is.
Hey, shout out to our buddy Kenny Tenza, Grandpa.
Hey, I seen that. Vince Carter. Sergeant Carter.
Sergeant Carter.
Vinny Tenney.
I can hear you.
Vinny Tenney.
Vinny Tenney.
That's a classic.
I think somebody
Vin
said
ten.
That.
Vin Ten.
Vin Ten Ten. Somebody, I think somebody said Vinny Tenney at the ball game
Vinny
last
Tenney.
Night.
Vinny Tenney.
Well, good classic. For them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Healthy baby boy.
Baby boy. Big boy. 8-pounder.
My baby love. Chuck's on it, Danny. This Chuck is when Chuck name. Shines.
Yeah. He's good at this.
He can bring stuff up.
I wonder if this is the original group.
Yes, it
this is. This is Dionne Warwick.
No, it's not.
Oh, Supreme.
Warwick.
Dionne Warwick and the Supremes.
Yeah.
Dionne okay. Warwick and the Supremes.
Might be, Ross. Might be Diana Ross.
Diana Ross. Did that say Dionne Warwick?
Yes, she did. Twice.
Miss Kitty. Dionne Warwick sang
a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know the way to. A lot of,
do
lot of
you
Hal
know
David.
The way to set up
a lot of Hal
I've
David
been
stuff.
There so long. I'll be around the corner and singing a song.
I don't think any of that's the right words.
Dionne okay. Warwick.
Yes.
She still looks good.
Yeah.
You know Doris Day is still alive?
No.
95 years old.
No way.
I'll kiss your butt if she ain't still alive. I read a thing on her.
I like Doris.
She's an aunt. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see.
You got her there, Chuck?
Que sera, sera.
I got her here.
Ask my sweetheart what lies.
Oh, yeah. She's 95. Yeah.
95.
Will we have rainbows day after day?
She was hot.
She was hot.
Yeah. This is a great song.
But not hot enough to convince Rock Hudson to...
Well, Rock was
right
a
way.
Flamer.
Yeah. She wasn't hot enough to convince him. But
no.
What will be, will be.
What's que sera mean?
What will be, will be.
No.
What will be,
but yes, it,
will
that's exactly be. What it means.
That's stupid.
Well, it's even in the song.
Really?
Whatever will be, will be. Que sera,
what
sera.
What you going to do?
Que hey, sera, sera. Guess what?
What?
Yeah.
So I go to the funeral mass in St. Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I go to the mass here, and I don't get anything. I don't like all the changes.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
You're
you
lost,
go there.
Too, huh?
Huh?
You're not the only one lost.
And I go over there, they still do the old stuff.
Okay.
I like the old stuff. Like, right. I was on everything. Like, every answer, every...
Yeah.
I knew them all.
Oh, they don't do the...
It's like you ace the quiz.
All yeah. the changes?
No. It's still old school.
They still old school.
Yeah.
I'll be dead.
And they sang... Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Great song.
Which we don't do anymore.
I don't do any old stuff anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who do we talk to?
I don't know. We got to get Father Matt. Talk to him.
I'm going to bring it up.
Yep.
I don't think he has any say in it.
No.
Might be the music director, whoever that might be. I have no idea.
Old school.
Barb Groovy's still the
Barb?
Music director, I believe.
She is?
I
do
so.
Like old yeah. school.
We got to bring that stuff back out.
Yep.
You in or out?
I'm in.
You want to join the choir?
Yeah, we should.
He just
probably should. I think that'd be a good idea.
We should.
They need to do Christmas songs before Christmas.
I agree.
I'm in on that.
Father Matt got mad at me when I asked him that last year.
Yeah, he did. He said you only got like 9 days before.
Right. It's not Christmas.
Does this run, Joey, one?
I have no idea.
Yeah, this is
Harlem Boys Peace. Choir.
Harlem.
Boys Choir of Harlem.
Really? But it is a fast, it don't take very long to sing a song.
No,
it's a quick song.
Yeah. This one's 4 minutes and 21 seconds.
Day
they might have a couple extra verses, or they might just say the same thing over and over. Anyway.
We got some issues.
We got issues in here.
Anyway, what was we talking about?
Peace on Earth.
Peace on Earth.
Church.
We were old school about. Church.
Old school songs.
Yes.
Old school songs.
Yep. That's I went up to, probably been last summer, stopped at Hessen's Castle.
Help me out.
It's in Fort Wayne. On the way to Fort Wayne, yep. But Catholic Church on the way to Fort Wayne.
Yep.
So we stop, go to church.
Where is that?
Right before you get to Fort Wayne. Actually, it's right before you get to 469 now. That big old church on the side.
I guess
up
I
on a hill, kind of.
Guess I haven't. You're talking about on 27?
On, yep.
Huh. I guess I've never seen it.
Yep.
Huh.
So we get up there, we go in, and they got the old white things on the servers, Bubba.
Yeah.
Remember the old white things and the black, you had the black gown thing, and then they put the white things over you. It was old school.
Really?
That's back when I served a million years ago. So we get in there, and I'm thinking, this is neater. I mean, just everything was a million years ago. It was awesome. Right. So then I get ready to leave, and I get hit on my back shoulder. Hey, Fee, how's it going? I went, wait a minute. I'm in Hessen's Castle. What the hell? I turn around, Elmer Toby.
Really?
I graduated with him. Yeah. He goes, yeah, I live right over there. So I'll be damned.
Is that, you telling me you loved his church?
Yeah, I loved it. That was awesome.
My wife says, you boys ain't man enough to join the choir.
Oh, hey.
That's a challenge.
She might be right.
She probably challenge. 100% right. You can't join the choir
if you don't go to church.
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh.
If the notes are too heavy to carry.
The what?
No, I can carry any note. I mean, you bring it on, I'll carry that note. I ain't worried about that.
You got the pipes.
I mean, notes are easy to carry.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
That's right, brother. The problem is I want solos.
You want solos?
Absolutely. I want to be out in front.
Yep.
And I don't only want the solos. I want a solo where Father Matt stands and Father Ned.
You want to go up top. You
want to go up. I want a cordless mic, and I want to go after him.
Bring it to him. I'm in.
Me.
So you want one podium, me on the other.
You want church to be a Bubba and Fee show.
I just want main stage.
Yeah, we went up there main stage.
If I'm going to make an ass out of myself, I'm going to do it.
So church is now going to be all about Bubba.
Is that why they keep the choir off the side?
Yeah.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
Some of those ladies, including your wife, have pretty nice voices.
Oh, that's a kind of a... I mean, that's...
Ave Maria.
Dipped in chocolate, Bubba says.
Ave Maria. She can sing Ave Maria.
She can.
Yeah. That one is her favorite. That's her best.
Sing shit out.
Yeah, she can sing That's Ave good. Maria.
That's probably not the right phrase to use for Ave Maria, but go ahead.
Yeah. The boopy.
Yeah.
She can sing the boopy out of that one.
She's a good singer, the Ave Maria.
Yes.
Now, there's a German version.
German. Or what is
this is a Latin version.
Latin. That's what I'm thinking. German Latin.
This is a guy.
Thing.
This is
close.
Andre Bocelli.
Bocelli. It's Andrew.
Andrea. A-N-D-R-E-A.
Andrea.
It's probably Italian for Andrew.
This is opera boy, isn't it?
That's Andre Bocelli.
Bob could sing this.
Yeah.
No, hey, It'd you want beautiful. Me? You want to put on here? Look this up,
okay?
All right. The best song ever in a funeral.
In a funeral?
Yes.
Oh, you don't want me to search that?
Candle in the Wind.
You know what? That sucker will make you cry.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. When he brought that out at Princess Di, that's ooh, that got me.
That was a good one.
Ronald Reagan's funeral. Who is the opera singer?
Man or woman?
Man.
Pavarotti?
No.
Pavarotti's big.
No, this guy's...
He is big.
He is huge.
And he's big.
Did he sing dead? Something there? Did he sing Amazing Grace?
Yes.
Okay.
Who is it?
Give me a second.
What is that guy's name? Dang it. That's it.
You're spending too much time.
Yeah, no.
I can't... Ronan...
Nolan Ronan or something Ronan.
Ronan Tynan.
T-Y-N-A-N. Tynan.
Ronan Tynan.
Ronan Tynan.
Yeah, this is it.
That's Gober Pot.
Bull crap, wait. You wait.
I was lost.
watch that on YouTube. That's one of my favorite songs to watch on YouTube.
Good one?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. What is that, Amazing Grace?
Amazing Grace.
We're taking over Father Matt.
Here's another thing that I want to do. Okay?
Start doing mass on radio.
Now listen, I got a great idea.
What you got?
I think that once a month, the choir should have a show after mass. They just sing.
In the nun costumes?
No, no. The choir, after church is out, hang around, they're going to sing for an hour.
Just bust out some...
Just sing old
religious
hymns.
Stuff or anything?
Yeah, no, yeah. Old hymns. You in or out, Spencey?
I like it.
I like old hymns.
I mean, they just...
I love it.
Go forth.
I think it'd be good.
Go forth.
Oh, I love Go Forth among the people. Yeah.
I always like that one because we're heading out.
Yeah.
That's always head out, so let's go.
That was a header outer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was good. So you in or out on that?
I'm in.
I'm going to bring it up, Father Matt.
Yep.
Father Ned, Father Matt.
Yep.
I hope Mac can stay.
Well, you know,
I hope Mac can stay.
He can't stay.
I like him.
He's got to keep moving.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. He's getting the younger kids involved a little bit more.
Oh, he'll be here for a couple years, right?
We still got him for another couple years.
About a year and a half now.
Right?
He's really? Got 3 years.
Well, we might just go
started
with him.
In May.
Wherever he goes, we go.
We're following him.
Although,
we're going to have to start a ride.
I mean, Father Ned's a good dude.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We're very lucky right now.
No, there's been some very good priests around here, but Father Matt is very special. But also, if you listen to, and I get to listen to them chit-chatting before they do the Father Matt, before they record the thing, but the people that he went to the seminary with are just as cool as he is. Yeah. They're just neat people. And there's some really great young priests that he came out of the seminary with. And I think that's a really good thing.
That is good.
Because they went a lot of years. Of course, almost none of them are Precious Blood, which people used to always think was the only thing there was. But that is not how it is anymore. Because they,
you know a lot about it for not being Catholic.
Well, yeah, but because I get to hear Father Matt and his.
And you listen,
and when they're, I have to get the sound right, so I have them talk for a little bit, and they catch up with each other and what you've been doing and all this stuff. And
you still do the chat with Father Matt?
We haven't done any for a while.
Yeah.
So whenever he has somebody to talk to and something to talk about, we do one. So yeah.
Queen of Hearts drawing at the community club did not go out tonight.
No.
That's getting up there.
It's 40. Up to 20 million, isn't it?
Well, give or take, 19,995,000.
Yeah, pretty close.
Getting near five, though.
I did get my Queen of Hearts drawing at the whistle stop.
Whistle stop. My wife didn't win either.
Didn't she really?
Nope. I think it's fixed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She called and called and called, and then she calls yesterday, and they said, we called everybody, so if we didn't call you, you didn't win. Okay, now why did 10 people say Kim finally won? Come on.
That's kind of crazy, ain't
it? Yeah.
Oh, so she was...
Randy Diller
said
tonight...
Somebody said that her name was drawn.
Randy Diller said tonight...
Yep.
...that not one dime has been... distributed to any of the organizations that he said. They've pledged, but they haven't distributed.
So he ain't got any money to anybody.
You mean from the...
Whistle Stop?
From the Whistle Stop. Oh. So is that something that they have to get all the lawyers and the paperwork
drawn
up? Or
I don't know.
I
have no idea.
He's 3 weeks away from heading to the Bahamas. He's good to go.
Yeah. He's, imagine if...
What's the Whistle Stop worth this week? Nothing. He left. Oh. We're done.
He's got some kind of racket going on down there right now. Boy, he is making some serious jack.
So how...
He makes $20 a week off of Bobby.
Yeah.
See, a year or two ago, I was over at the Moose getting sponsorships for the muscular dystrophy tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was up to like $80,000, which I thought was incredible. How do they... Now, I can see like a place like that because they got 500 members going in and out of there. But how do they... How does it get... How did it go from kind of what we're doing here in Fort Recovery with a community club to $300,000.
I just imploded.
How did it get so big?
Yeah.
They started it when the Eldora had a big race in.
I was going to say, so Eldora
fans
brought
a lot of money.
Oh, yeah,
that's how it blew up so quick.
Yeah. Yeah, but it got to that point, but then how does it sustain itself? And it just gets bigger and bigger. It just gets crazy.
$100,000 in every week.
Well, you think about tonight, the community clubs thing brought in like 400 and some dollars.
Yeah, almost five.
$20 or $20 guys.
And there's 20 guys.
Yeah.
Now, you put 2,000 people throwing that kind of money in.
At least.
Think about that.
Yeah, but how do you get the 2,000 people? That's what I'm trying to figure out is how you got, how did you get to the 2,000 people? Yeah.
Close down a street.
Goes. You know, if he wouldn't have capped it, he'd have $1 million.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he'd have $1 million drawing.
Oh, easily.
So when he caps that, what's it at? 300,000? 200,000 is a cap. Yeah. So the money that he gets, let's say,
so last
between
week
now
was,
the next drawing, last what week happens to that money?
Last week it was $347,000. So he draws it out. If the guy's there,
he gets it all.
And he wins he gets $347,000.
Or he gets 80%. Whatever that, yeah.
If he's not there, he gets $50, and then they draw it down to $200,000, $2,000 increments.
Bucks at a time.
So there's 74 $2,000 winners last week.
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
That's a lot of $2,000 winners.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about the 50-50.
Was $12,000.
Yeah. So if we would do a 50-50 when we do something like that, if we ever decide that we're going to do something like that, and it ends up being big like that, you know, it might be really tough to do, but maybe you don't. If the thing is, if you give out more than I think it's $600 or something, people have to do an IRS thing.
Right.
So if you say we're not,
except on the 50-50.
Even on the 50-50,
you don't have to.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
that's what they told me down there. We was down there talking
all way, right?
See, my understanding was over at Eldora is where when those pots started getting monstrous, that was where it all got, where the state came in and said
you don't
have to do
like a 50-50 at a football game. You don't pay taxes on that.
I don't know.
Aren't they supposed to already take the tax out before they give you the money?
No.
That's you're in charge of that.
Yep. Yeah. Because you can't assume that somebody's in such and such tax bracket.
Right. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. It is. It's just kind of crazy. So we got a big weekend. We got tomorrow night. Yep. We're going to Marion Local Flyers, a volleyball game.
Yep. Volleyball game up,
get up
here.
At home.
Get up.
Junior high football's at home.
Good.
Catch a little bit of both of them. Yeah. And then Friday night, big game at Minster.
Absolutely.
Saturday, JV game here.
I actually think maybe the volleyball team plays Saturday, I think, don't they?
No.
They don't?
Nope.
They don't?
Nope.
Well, I thought they did.
Nope.
Hmm. Okay. Good.
Nope.
Freshmen do. Freshmen play St. Henry. Volleyball.
Yep.
All right. This is my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Been another good
Stogler Sports Talk presented by Wayne Street
Market. Wayne Street Market. We'll see you
next Wednesday.
Next week.
With Bubba and Fee being presented to you by Wayne Street Market and Historic Fort Recovery. Now back to the music, right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.